Fact check: Al Sharpton's History of Racism, Anti-Semitism, Anti-Police Rhetoric. By Joel B. Polak on July 29, 2019. Al Sharpton has a long history of bigotry that includes anti-white racism, anti-Semitism, and demonization of law enforcement. His record has become relevant for two reasons. First, Democratic presidential candidates have been courting his support, with no criticism of his past. Second, President Donald Trump tweeted Monday morning that Al Sharpton is a con man who hates whites and cops. He did so ahead of the press conference planned Monday in Baltimore, where Sharpton and former Republican National Committee Chair Michael Steele, a frequent Trump critic, were to object to Trump's recent criticisms of the city, which were nearly universally shared until Trump made them. Sharpton's record matches Trump's claims. As Breitbart News noted earlier this year, original links. Sharpton has a long history of controversial racial rhetoric. In the notorious Dawana Brawley case in 1987, Sharpton backed a teenager's false accusations of rape, stirring racial divisions in New York and across the country. When he was successfully sued for defamation by a prosecutor whom Brawley falsely accused of being among her attackers, he refused to pay the judgment, and supporters had to step in on his behalf. Sharpton still refuses to apologize for his role. In 1991, Sharpton helped incite riots against religious Jews in the Crown Heights neighborhood of Brooklyn after a black child was killed in a car accident. An enraged mob murdered a visiting Jewish religious student, Yonkel Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum's brother told Breitbart News in 2012, "I have never seen a person be able to avoid being held accountable in substantive terms for his various and significant serious otherwise well-publicized misdeeds over such a prolonged period of time, as Sharpton. This is truly an indictment on all those who have done so in the past and continue to do so." Sharpton acknowledged some of his mistakes in Crown Heights while protesting his innocence in a 2011 op-ed in the New York Daily News. In another riot in 1995, Sharpton led protests against Freddy's Fashion Mart, a Jewish-owned store in Harlem, after it was forced to raise the rent on a subtenant, a black-owned record store. Sharpton called the owner a white interloper. One of the protesters later shot four employees and set the store on fire, bringing the death total to seven. In 2012, Sharpton and Nan played a key role in inflaming national division and outrage over the death of Trayvon Martin, who was shot and killed during a scuffle with Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman in Sanford, Florida. Sharpton promoted false reports that Zimmerman used what Sharpton called racial language in speaking with police. He used his primetime program on MSNBC to promote the story, including the claim that Zimmerman, whose mother is Peruvian, was white, implying racial bias in the killing. Despite that record, Sharpton has been rehabilitated by the left and the mainstream media. He hosted Saturday Night Live in 2003. He spoke to the Democratic National Convention in 2004, breaking with his prepared text to aim a racially tinged attack at President George W. Bush. He was hired as a host by MSNBC in 2011. But the most important event in Sharpton's journey from the fringe to the mainstream was President Barack Obama's decision to embrace him in 2011, even as other black leaders on the left stepped up their criticism of the administration. As the Daily Beast reported, Obama stayed so far away from Sharpton during the 2008 campaign that Sharpton, with Obama's blessing, never even endorsed him. Yet not only did Obama just become the first president ever to appear at the annual conference of Sharpton's National Action Network, 10 top Obama aides, including six cabinet members, Valerie Jarrett and David Axelrod, spoke at various sessions of the four-day event. Today, Democratic hopefuls are beating a path to Sharpton's door, eager to speak at his NAN podium, with the slogan, "No Justice, No Peace" emblazoned behind them. Sharpton has also played a leading role in the Black Lives Matter movement, which has demonized police. The left-leaning Daily Beast blames Sharpton, in part, for inflaming the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, in 2014 into local riots and a national conflagration. The narrative thus set, Al Sharpton and the media descended upon Ferguson alongside outside agitators who marched with such slogans as "No Justice, No Peace" or "Hands Up, Don't Shoot." More unrest would follow when the grand jury elected not to indict the officer for the tragic shooting. Riots and looting would ensue, With breathless coverage in the media and little from the President of the United States and the Attorney General to quell the violence. In 2016, Sharpton was among the defendants sued by a black police officer from Dallas. Sergeant Demetric Penny, president of the Dallas Fallen Officer Foundation, for allegedly inciting hatred against police. Five officers were previously killed in Dallas by a sniper during a Black Lives Matter protest. Trump's claim is therefore grounded in a solid foundation of facts. Facts that the media, following Obama's lead, have swept aside for years. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.